Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Welcome to the all-new Atlantic Access Podcast, a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Services Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, visit entertainmentplus.ca. I'm Terry, and this new format is a one-on-one where we'll talk to and feature music from some of the brightest up-and-coming stars from the East Coast, as well as some established artists along the way, beginning with Fredericton sophisticated blues artist Pete Hansen, who is comfortable in a variety of settings. He's played on the international stage as well as a number of local stages in and around the provincial capital, and he's looking to expand his horizons. He offers an eclectic mix of style and sound that is at the forefront of modern electric blues revival that's going on today. More with Pete coming right up. But first, a couple of tunes from his debut EP called Here's Not Here, and this is One Word Man on Atlantic Access.
Too polite. He's a one-word man, short of a couple.
Atlantic Access with Pete Hansen. We just heard The Hill and One Word Man from his debut EP of a couple of years ago, circa 2017, and we're talking to Pete right here, right now. How you doing, Pete?
Good. How's it going?
You're based out of Fredericton, but I believe your beginnings were a little bit farther down the St. John River.
I started up in Edmondson originally, I guess, as a kid playing guitar around the St. John Valley area between Edmondson and Madawaska, actually. And I really started out listening to rock music, learning a couple chords through my brother.
So he noodled around and you picked up on his bad habits.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
What about growing up? That was obviously the spark, okay, but where did you go from there?
I started kind of branching out into listening to my own interests. First, I started out playing, it was honestly 80s style rock music. Like, I was listening to Bon Jovi, and I was listening to some grunge rock bands like Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, and I was trying to learn the chords and the guitar solos to those songs, but then I realized over time I really started gravitating towards the blues. I don't know what it was. I think it was one song in particular that got me into the blues. It was Kenny Wayne Shepherd. It was Blue on Black.
So that one kind of spoke to you.
Yeah, that one really spoke to me, just the melodic playing and that style, and that really took me off on a whole different level.
Blues is a kind of an umbrella term. You seem to be providing more of a sophisticated blues. I read that about you, and I think it fits, actually. So what is it about your style of blues?
I like a lot of different guitar chords and melodies, and I wanted to speak on a guitar through that kind of format. I've always enjoyed progressive styles of music, and I felt like incorporating some of the earlier elements of things that I learned, like from rock and even some country music.
Okay.
And I kind of decided to amalgamate the two together.
So now we're going to move on to the brand new, it came out last year, I guess.
Yes.
The most recent project.
That's right.
Called Bad Break.
Correct.
And we're going to play a couple of tunes, including this first one. It's called Giver. You have Brett Mason, actually.
Correct.
Joining you on this.
Well, that started out, I was looking to produce this instrumental. I had my friend Colton Kraft, who also plays for Teresa Malafont here in town. I had him come onto the record and do some backing tracks, just some rhythm tracks, and then he also played down a key solo.
Okay.
I realized that, you know what, I'd like to have some kind of guitar battle or some kind of duel at the end of the song. So I was like, you know, who can I get? Who do I really admire as a guitar player? And my brother suggested, why don't you just contact Brent Mason? He really liked it. He agreed to record on it.
Well, from the album Bad Break, this is Pete Hansen with Brent Mason, Giver, on Atlantic Access. Thank you. Johnson, Over My Head from his Bad Break album on Atlantic Access. We're talking to Pete here this afternoon in the beautiful confines of the Second Cup Coffee Shop on Gorge Road here in town. How far has music taken you so far?
I've had a lot of help thanks to a lot of musicians around, including my band that I'm currently in, a cover band actually, as well as another little subset of musicians that I've been working with, Andrew Kenny and John Morrison, have helped me out with some of the music that I've been doing, and it's taken off quite a bit.
In the next 6 or 12 months, where would you like the things to happen?
Well, I'd like to put out a new album.
Do you have tracks kind of in the can for that already, or are you still...
Still writing.
Yeah? Writing, is this something that is kind of a natural, organic thing for you, or do you...
That is something that, for me, it's a little bit of both. My song, Write Myself, off my first EP, I had literally just written that about having a hard time trying to write a song. As soon as that happens, as soon as I wrote that song, I felt this kind of gravitational pull to write about some other things that all of a sudden they just popped in my head.
Okay. And so people who want to know more or even to get their hands on some of your stuff, where can they go? Especially online, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, they can go to PeteHansenMusic.ca. That's Pete, H-A-N-S-S-E-N, and also PeteHansen.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
That's where my actual music lies.
You can... And of course, if you should find yourself playing in the Metro Moncton area anytime, send us a listing. It'll be posted on our Facebook page. We'd love to see you around doing that.
Excellent.
At
Absolutely.
Some point. Yeah. So we're going to end it with Bad Break, the title song off the current album. And Warranty, which is probably my personal favorite from that, because I find that one really rips.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to share about those two songs?
Well, Bad Break was a tune that I had written while, just in the moment, I was watching Breaking Bad, actually, which is kind of where the name really comes from.
Yeah.
And based on the story...
Which begins with a bad break.
Exactly. I wrote that in like 30 to 40 minutes.
Crazy, right?
And Warranty was a little bit of a different kind of beast altogether. It was about my struggle to really try to get out there and noticed. And it was kind of like a personal conflict thing that I had written. So that one was worked on for a couple days, so it took a little bit more thought process into it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Pete, for doing this.
Thank you very much.
We'll look forward to seeing you in the neighborhood.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Hey, the title song from Bad Break and Warranty now, back to back on Atlantic Access.
Jack, he's on a bad break.
Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.